This is pretty freaking juicy. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. This is a situation where we've changed the person's name, and we're also going to change their voice to protect them. This morning on the Joe and Alex Show is Amanda, and why are you on the Joe and Alex Show today?
I just wanted to confess that I've been cheating with a married guy for several months now, and it's his wife's fault.
I'm sorry. So I thought you were going to come on to talk about, okay, you've been in this affair with a married guy, but like you wanted to kind of say your piece and apologize in case the wife is listening, but you want her to know if she's listening that it's her fault?
Yeah, definitely. It's her fault, and I'm not sorry at all.
That is an incredible statement to make, Amanda. Why is it her fault?
Because she hasn't shown him any affection, attention, anything at all. Nothing. No touching, no nothing in years now, and he's tried to make her understand this.
How long has this affair been going on, Amanda?
Several months. Several.
Now, how did this affair start?
We met on an internet site and met up, had a drink. It went really well, and yeah, it's been going since.
Was the internet site something for married men looking to have an extramarital affair, or was that something that you didn't find out till after you had met him, like, oh, he's actually married?
No, I mean, I knew he was married from the beginning, and I knew why he was looking, because he wasn't getting what he needed at home.
And so you think that this woman, his wife, is probably listening to our show right now?
I hope so. I definitely hope so.
Give us some details so that just the people involved, the guy that you've been cheating with and his wife, would know that you are the person that's involved in their husband's extramarital affair. Like, does she know that her husband is having an affair right now?
Oh, yeah. She found some pictures, and so she knows he's been cheating. She's confronted him. They've had huge fights, obviously. I mean, she's definitely mad. For sure.
Amanda, what were these pictures? Were they of your face? Were they like sexting photos? What does she know?
It was pictures of him that he sent to me.
Oh, pictures of him?
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't know what you look like or anything?
Nope. Doesn't know what I look like.
If she's listening right now and thinking, is this the woman that my husband might be having an affair with? What part of town do they live in? Can you at least say that so that she might know it's her?
The north side.
Okay. And does she know that you guys are still together, or are you still together?
No, she doesn't know we're still talking.
Do you want him to leave her?
I want him to be happy. I just want him to be happy. I don't want him to be stuck in a marriage where he's... I mean, when you're alone, you're alone. But when you're with someone, you're alone. That's the worst. And I don't want him to be in a relationship where he's not getting any attention or any affection whatsoever. And that doesn't mean I want him to leave her for me. But he needs to leave and be happy if that's the case.
Amanda, do you love this guy?
No. I mean, I have feelings for him. We've hung out more than just, sex, basically. So I have feelings for him as far as, I care about him. But I'm not in love with him.
Does he know that you are talking to us right now?
No, he has no clue.
Would he be upset?
I don't know. I mean, they're trying to, quote unquote, work on things right now. I'm not real sure she's going to let him stay. So I don't know. He might be, but, just trying to... I just think she needs to know that if he'd have taken care of him in any way, shape, or form, he wouldn't have come to me, and I definitely took care of him. So.
Wow. I don't know if this is going to help the situation at all. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. We obviously, if you notice, wait, this caller sounds weird. Yeah. We're calling her Amanda, and her voice has been changed, so we don't give her away, but she called in here to the show and said, hey, I have been with a guy for a couple of months. He's married, and the reason why I'm with him and his wife caught him is because, well, it's her fault. She's not satisfying him. That comes to flipping pancakes. That comes to everything else. She's not giving him what he needs.
I have some more questions for you, Amanda. Do you mind holding on? We'll go to one quick song, and then we can dive in more to this.
Yes, definitely.
All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Once again, remind everybody listening to the Joe and Alex Show, why are you with him? What's going on?
His wife does not take care of him, and I'm taking care of him, and I'm not sorry.
Have you ever thought why maybe she doesn't want to show him affection? Like, what if he's a bad guy?
No. He's an awesome guy. Everybody that knows him knows he's an awesome guy. She doesn't want to show him affection and attention because she claims she has issues, and which is all well and good, and everybody has issues, but when you don't show your man any affection at all whatsoever, holding hands, kissing, touching at all, not even mentioning the fact that there's no sex, then there's an issue. And of course, it's human to want to be touched. So he wanted to be touched, then I'm willing to touch him. So,
Amanda, Live the Web Girl has a question.
So you said that everyone that knows him says he's a good guy, and he's claiming that his wife isn't doing any of this stuff. How do you know any of that's true? And how have you met people that he knows? Is this like someone that you're friends with? And are you friends with his wife?
No, I've met people he hangs out with that she doesn't necessarily hang out with as much, and have gotten from all of them that he's a great guy.
So his friends that you've hung around with know then that he's cheating on his wife, or who do they think you are?
No, they know he's cheating. I'm pretty sure they know he's cheating.
Now, Amanda, is it possible that we could call this guy up and hear his side of the story?
I would say yes, but we can't because his wife has deleted everything, so he can't get anything now. Like, the way I contacted him is not the way I contact him now.
How would you get a hold of somebody if his wife has his phone or deleted your number or whatever?
Well, we had an app and we were just privately messaging, but as of yesterday, he had to delete that for right now as well. So he will probably re-download it soon and contact me again, but for right now, he has to lay low and delete it.
So it is possible that you might never speak to this man again, say he doesn't re-download the app, or say that he doesn't reach out to you on any other sort of platform?
Oh, I highly doubt it, but yeah, there is a possibility, and I'm okay with that as long as he's happy, but I highly doubt it. I took very good care of him.
Are there kids involved here, Amanda?
There are some teenagers, but... yeah, not little kids.
So, because you called us because you kind of wanted us to be the mediator, the indirect way of you to be able to reveal who you are, so to speak, to this wife. All we know is she lives on the north side. If she's listening and she's wondering if this is about her, she just found photos that her husband sexted to you.
She's gonna know who she is.
Do you also live on the north side?
Yes. She doesn't know that.
Do you guys ever hook up while she's at home, like just with their kids? Or, I mean, are you waiting till she's gone? Or, like, how do your meetups work? Are you going to motels or what?
Hotels and a spot that he had.
A spot that he had.
A place that he rented.
I feel like if your intention of calling in and trying to let this woman know, because you have no contact with her and don't have the number, do you know her name?
I do. I would really rather not give that out, though, only because there are kids involved. I'm not, like, some vindictively horrible person. I do have some morals, but...
What if we just did the first letter?
Because, you know, she could be listening and, like, there's no way this is me. Because if this is you and you're hearing this on the radio right now, you're like, you know, you're in denial.
All right. First letter's T.
Okay. T as in Tom?
T as in trouble.
Amanda, what do you want to say for Lady T, if she is listening, or any other women that are in marriage or serious relationships right now?
I would say take care of your man. If you're taking care of him and he is happy and you guys are both mutually happy, then he's not going to stray. And if you aren't, then he is, and I'm not sorry for that.
Let's take some phone calls right now. 317-239-1009. You heard Amanda. You heard her story and her thoughts and her beliefs. Do you agree? Does she have a point here?
Are women at fault? If your husband's cheating because you are not willing to give them affection, then are you at fault for your husband's affair? 317-239-1009. We'll talk to you next.
Actually, let's do it now. Let's take some calls. We're getting them, okay? Elizabeth, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Well, I want to say I think what she is doing is wrong, but I think what he's doing is just as wrong, if not more, because he's married, and if he's not happy, he should just make the decision to talk to his wife and walk away, because in the end, the cheating and all that coming out is going to be way more harmful to her than just having a conversation being like, we're not happy. We need to deal with that.
I agree. I never understand cheaters. I'm like, just leave. Just break up. Just get the divorce. It's so much better for everyone involved to just break it off.
It doesn't mean it's right, but I wonder if brought up there are kids involved. I wonder if that's another thing.
Well, if they're teenagers, like she said, then he doesn't have too much longer. If they're going to go to college and stuff, I mean, might as well just get a divorce now.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. You have a good day. Let's go to Katie and Fishers. That's kind of where this was all going down. Hey, Katie and Fishers, what's going on?
This is like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And then she had the nerve to say she has morals. You literally have zero morals, number one. The guy is innocent, number two. But a marriage is work. Like, you have to equally put it in. If they're having issues, he should take that up with his wife instead of just running around doing whatever he feels like he can do.
I was surprised that she was so passionate. She's like, well, I don't love him. It's just, you know, but no, I care a lot about him.
I can't say it on the radio, but I'm like, I'm like, I'm about to go happens to my skin. This is just like, and it's terrible for women too. Is just being a woman and being able to say like some of the things she's saying out loud is just ridiculous. Like, I just can't even believe it.
So no fault, sure, or blame should be put on the wife who doesn't show supposedly any physical affection. Let's say that is true. Then you don't think the wife is still to blame at all?
Well, I think we need to figure out, have they exhausted all options? Did they go through counseling? How much time have they had one-on-one? I mean, being a mom, I've got 5 kids. Like, when my husband and I go through things, like, we've got to work it out. We've got to talk about it. You know, we need time alone. As long as if everything was happening and he still wasn't getting what he needed, then he needed to leave.
Got it.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Katie, out in Fishers. Jessica is on the south side, and you've actually been cheated on. What happened?
Well, we were both kind of just not feeling it anymore, but we were working on it, and he decided to go out and cheat while we were still working on things.
Were you married or just dating?
No, just dating for a long time.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, dating for a long time, like 5-10 years, is might as well be a marriage as far as how much time you've committed to somebody. It's not on paper, but...
It feels like it. And it doesn't mean that people aren't getting what they need. Like, you get that 7-year itch in a relationship, just like you do in a marriage. And honestly, in these situations, the men end up going back to their wives or their girlfriends because that's exactly what happened. And I feel like Amanda is just being played for the fool. Who knows? Like, maybe she found out and he was like, okay, honey, I'll delete it.
So let me ask you this. As the woman who has been cheated on before, if you are putting yourself in Lady T's shoes, who is the wife, we know the first letter of her name, what is her next step? If she's listening right now and hearing all this, what should she be doing next?
Well, we don't know the entire situation. We only know what Amanda has been told by a man that she met, you know, online or whatever. But honestly, obviously, Lady T already knows. So if she made him delete it or he voluntarily deleted it, they're probably working on things. Because if she didn't want to work on it anymore, he'd still have the app and he'd still be talking to her.
That's a decent answer. But let me tell everybody the question you're asking, Alex. This is what the lady with the TV does. She goes to RadioNowIndy.com. In about 10 minutes when we podcast this, she downloads the podcast, takes him to her divorce lawyer, and gets all that money.
That's a good idea.
I'm just saying, if you need evidence in a divorce case, and if this isn't evidence, I don't know what the heck is.
Man. Maybe Amanda just helped her win her case and get her half.
Boom.
So, good for you, Amanda.
There you go. Hey, Jessica on the south side, thank you. Let's do one more call real quick, and we'll talk to Nicole in Carmel. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
I don't know. I feel awkward.
We're shooketh.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a different predicament to be in, isn't it?
It is a terrible position to be in right there. What do you think?
Yeah. I think that, you know, she says she wants him to be happy. Then him being happy, he should try to work things out with his wife. You know, in a relationship, it's not all about being physical. You know, sometimes it's just about being with the one that you love.
Yeah.
I worry about my relationship, the physical part, because I'm not always super physical with my wife. I mean, she's not tackling me to, like, you know, get on it and flip pancakes, but she definitely initiates at times, and I'm like,
You're working on it, though, aren't you?
I am, actually.
Good for you,
yes.
See? That's what he or she should have done, or he should have done.
When that poison ivy cleared up from downstairs that I got when I was doing yard work, and I had to wait 2 weeks after it was cleared up by the doctor and the cream worked, I went into action. I'm like, hey, you, me, pancakes.
Good
right
grief.
Now.
That's disgusting.
So no one, I guess nobody thinks that Amanda has a point of, look, if you're married and you're not willing to show any affection to your husband whatsoever, then you cannot be upset if they cheat on you. Nobody agrees with that.
I think we all agree, but you have to actually end the marriage, then go get affection somewhere else. You can't cheat. You shouldn't cheat.
Got it.
All right, cool. If you couldn't get through this morning on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what you think about Amanda calling in. And gosh, if you're the lady that we are talking about or she was talking about, I want to know what happened.
I'd love to hear from Lady T.
Like, I want to go to your divorce proceedings. Like, I want to be in there like an audience member. That'd
be Lady
awesome.
T, we'll change your voice too.
Yeah, call us 317-239-1009.